With Donald Trump promising to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border and threatening to deport all of the estimated 11 million undocumented immigrants in the country, the national conversation about immigration policies has certainly heated up in recent months. At the same time, the number of refugees from Syria legally relocated to Massachusetts has doubled in the past year. For a sense of how they are settling in, WBUR's Shannon Dooling visited one of the oldest resettlement agencies in New England and has this report.
In the basement of the First Baptist Church in Lowell, newly arrived refugees from Somalia stand shoulder to shoulder with new arrivals from Afghanistan and Syria. They're all sifting through sweaters, scarves, jackets, and hats, looking to stock up ahead of the cold weather, while children hammer away on the keys of an old piano.
I don't think they're ready for a New England winter, so I think this is really good.
Amanda Mujica of Belmont helped coordinate this clothing drive for the refugees. They've all been resettled through the International Institute of New England, which has been operating in Lowell for nearly a century. Mujica says she was shocked at the outpouring of donations from around Greater Boston.
It's been outstanding. I mean, people come from the North Shore, from the South Shore. I think people keep hearing about refugees, and they're trying to think about ways that they can help. And I think this was a way they could make a difference.
Most of what folks know about refugees comes from news reports and headlines. But as more families resettle in places like Lowell, there's more interest in actually getting to know refugees personally. Cheryl Hamilton is site director of the International Institute's Lowell office. She says the organization is seeing an influx of people calling, wanting to get involved.
There's a lot of rhetoric right now against immigrants, so that's certainly drawing some interest. But also I think that the families are here now, and people are starting to connect with them, and like our Syrian families, and they're hearing about them, and they're telling other people, and they're getting excited.
The arrival of Syrian refugees has been especially scrutinized since the country's civil war began 5 years ago. In the wake of the Paris terror attacks last year, Governor Charlie Baker said he no longer wanted to accept Syrians until he learned more about the vetting process. Baker now says he's satisfied with the screening after learning that most of the refugees coming here are women, children, and families.
My name is Zainab. I came in here 4 months ago.
My name is Khalil. I'm from Syria.
Amina Hasso.
That's Zainab, her father Khalil, and mother Amina, three members of the Abdo family. The four youngest children are in school. The Abdos are among the more than 200 Syrian refugees who now call Massachusetts home. The family fled Aleppo in 2013 after living more than 2 weeks in the rubble of their bombed house, surviving on bread alone. Khalil says he remembers the exact date they left their home and began walking toward the Turkish border.
October 24th,
2013. It's unforgettable, Khalil tells me through a translator. He says they walked for more than 7 hours, mostly single file, trying to avoid bombs planted along the road. They took a bus to Istanbul, where they stayed with family while they applied for refugee status. After almost 3 years, Khalil says they learned they were coming to Massachusetts. They were afraid of everything, he says. A new language, new culture, the transition. What would life be like here? But now they're very happy and grateful to be here. There were 68 Syrian refugees resettled here last year. That number is up to 155 this year. Again, Cheryl Hamilton of the International Institute.
It takes, on average, 2 to 4 years to even get through the resettlement process. So even if you'd applied for resettlement in 2012, we wouldn't anticipate you seeing you until 2014, 2015. So obviously those applications increased over the last 4 years, so that makes sense that now we're seeing the influx.
Hamilton also cites President Obama's increase in the national refugee quota as contributing to the recent wave.
They put in the jacket, some sweater, no, not more.
Khalil Abdo and his wife are at the clothing drive in the church basement, chatting with a few of the Syrians who came here before them. Abdo says he knows the winter here will be cold, but for now, he says the changing colors of the leaves and the cooler weather is very nice. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.
Thank you. Welcome.